Support for Republicans increases throughout California in 2024 election. Republican support is on the rise throughout California, according to data published by the Secretary of State. California's most populated counties on the coast demonstrated their historical support for the Democratic ticket, while Republican President-elect Donald Trump enjoyed support in the inland counties. Nonetheless, Trump made considerable headway throughout the state compared with 2020. In the 2024 election, Trump received 39% of the vote in California, while Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris garnered 59%, according to unofficial preliminary results on November 10th. In contrast, Trump received 34% of the vote in 2020 versus 64% for Joe Biden. Flipped counties. Based on preliminary results, Trump currently leads in at least 8 counties, some won by Biden in 2020. In San Bernardino County, Harris has received 47% of the vote to Trump's 51% in preliminary results. In 2020, Biden received 54% of the vote, and Trump received 44%. In 2024, preliminary results out of Riverside County show Harris garnered 48% and Trump 49%. In 2020, Biden received 53% of the vote and Trump received 45%. In Fresno County, 2024 preliminary results show Trump won 53% of the vote, while Harris won 45%. In 2020, Biden won Fresno County with 53%, while Trump received 45% of the vote. In Merced County, Trump had 52% of the vote compared to Harris's 46%. In 2020, Biden received 54% of the vote in Merced County compared to Trump's 43%. In Stanislaus, Trump won 55% of the vote, while Harris had 43%. Biden received 49% of the vote in 2020 compared to Trump's 48%. In San Joaquin, Trump had 49% compared to Harris's 48%. In 2020, Biden carried 56% of the vote. Trump received 42%. In certain counties he won in 2020, Trump gained more ground. In Kern County, Trump has won 59% to Harris's 39% so far. In 2020, Trump won 54%, while Biden won 44% of the vote. In Tulare County, Trump has won 60% of the vote compared to Harris's 38%. In Tulare County in 2020, Trump won 53% of the vote, while Biden received 45%. Harris wins urban centers. Urban centers such as the San Francisco Bay Area, Sacramento, Los Angeles, and San Diego remained solidly blue, though Trump did make inroads in each compared to 2020. In Los Angeles County, Trump made gains versus the 2020 election results. Harris's gaining 65% of the vote this year falls short of the 71% vote Biden received in the state's most densely populated county. Trump, meanwhile, has received 32% of the vote in 2024, compared with 27% in 2020. Harris has taken a slim lead in preliminary results in Orange County, with 49% versus Trump's 48%. In 2020, Biden won 53% of the vote to Trump's 44%. In San Diego County, Harris enjoyed 57% of the vote this year, while Trump won 41%. In 2020, Biden won 60% and Trump 37%. Preliminary results in San Francisco show Harris presently holds 81% of the vote for 2024, while Trump holds 15% of the vote. Biden won 85% of the vote in 2020, while Trump received just 13%. Trump has received nearly 5 million votes in California, while Harris has received more than 7 million. California, considered a safe blue state, has more than 22 million registered voters. Trump's 2020 vote total in California in 2020 was 6 million to Biden's 11 million. Previous polling showed that economic issues, housing, and homelessness in California were the top concerns for voters in the state. For issues facing the nation as a whole, California voters were most worried about threats to democracy, the economy, unemployment, jobs, and immigration. Congressional races too close to call. Several key congressional races in California remain too close to call. In the race for California Congressional District 27 in northern Los Angeles County, Democrat George Whitesides has 50.9% of the vote, while Republican Mike Garcia holds 49.1% of the vote. In District 47, which includes Huntington Beach in Orange County and nearby coastal communities, Democrat David Min holds 50.5% of the vote versus Republican Scott Baugh's 49.5% of the vote. Long-serving Republican incumbent Ken Calvert has 51.4% of the vote in District 41, east of Los Angeles, compared to Democrat Will Rollins with 48.6%. In District 22, located in the San Joaquin Valley, Republican David Velado has 53.6% of the vote versus Democrat Rudy Salas with 46.4%. Also in the San Joaquin Valley, Republican incumbent John Duarte holds 51.3% of the vote over Democrat Adam Gray with 48.7% in District 13. In parts of Orange and North San Diego counties in District 49, Democrat incumbent Mike Levin holds 51.7% of the vote compared to Republican Matt Gunderson with 48.3%. And in District 45, based in Orange and Los Angeles counties, Republican incumbent Michelle Steele has 51.1% of the vote compared to Democrat Derek Tran with 48.9%.